The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, August 24, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel addressed the BRICS summit on its final day in South Africa in his capacity as rotating president of the G77 plus China. He expressed support for the path to inclusive multilateralism embodied in the final declaration of the 15th BRICS summit. The Cuban president said to feel honored and privileged with his participation in a summit of the BRICS group, an integration mechanism that opens hopes for the strengthening of multilateralism. The G77 plus China and the BRICS together, said Díaz-Canel, have the responsibility and the possibility to act for a change in the current unjust world order. The Cuban president recalled how the real transformation of the current international financial architecture is a historical demand of both the G77 plus China and BRICS. As to climate change, he reiterated the strategic value of an effective coordination between the BRICS and the G77 plus China in safeguarding the responsibilities in the implementation of the Framework Convention and the Paris Agreement. The National Literacy Program, promoted by the government of President Xiomara Castro, is advancing today in Honduras with the Cuban Yes I Can teaching method, an official source informed. According to the head of the Ministry of Education, Daniel Esponda, to date, two municipalities have been declared free of illiteracy in the departments of Olancho and Santa Barbara, and by next week, another Honduran municipality is expected to be free of illiteracy. He affirmed that they are meeting the goal proposed for this calendar and highlighted the work carried out by the 123 Cuban teachers in the area of counseling in all Honduran municipalities. This is not a benefit for the image of the government. It is really for the thousands of Hondurans who do not know how to read or write due to the neglect of the administrations that preceded us, he said. The government officials celebrated the work of hundreds of volunteer teachers who joined the literacy task, as well as senior students who decided that their social work was to impart knowledge to those who needed it. On Wednesday, in the context of the 15th BRICS summit, the presidents of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, and China, Xi Jinping, in their respective capacities as leaders of one of the countries that make up the BRICS group, met. They expressed their satisfaction with the meeting, which corresponded with the excellent state of relations existing between their countries. During the meeting, Díaz-Canel reiterated his invitation to Xi Jinping to visit Cuba. He said that the Cuban people admire him. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Wednesday received expressions of solidarity from all three member forces of the South African Government Alliance and members of Cuba's Solidarity Movement. The event was held at the Freedom Park, where the memory of the more than 2,000 Cubans killed in African lands for freedom is honored, as well as the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. There, representatives of the African National Congress, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, the South African Communist Party, and the Cuba Friendship Society, among other groups, condemned the United States blockade against Cuba, as well as the Caribbean Islands' inclusion in Washington State Sponsors of Terrorism list. At Freedom Park, Díaz-Canel laid a wreath in front of the wall that venerates more than 2,000 Cuban fighters who gave their lives for the liberation of Africa. Previously, the head of state laid a wreath at the statue that immortalizes Nelson Mandela as a heartfelt tribute on behalf of the Cuban people and government to the friend, an exceptional leader who fought against apartheid, defeated hatred, and promoted union and peace. Cuban tourism authorities confirmed the attendance of a team to the Pan American Cocktail Championship to be held next September in the Dominican Republic. Edis Naranjo, president of the Cuban Bartenders Association, added that a Cuban delegation of 6 bartenders and 3 representatives of Havana Club International, S.A., will attend the championship to be held from September 5 to 7 in Santo Domingo. Naranjo said that in this contest, the best talents of the region's cocktail industry meet to compete in different categories with the purpose of demonstrating their skills, creativity, and passion for the art of mixing drinks and creating cocktails. He also recalled that Cuba already has a continental champion, bartender Yardo Lázaro González, who won the 10th Santiago Policastro Pan American Cocktail Cup, held from August 28 to 31, 2006 in Lima, Peru, by proposing his Ocaso drink based on Cuban rum. And in the international agenda, we have that the Argentine Minister of Economy, Sergio Massa, announced that measures to recover the purchasing power of workers and retirees will be announced this week. On Wednesday, in a press conference from the United States, transmitted by digital platforms, the presidential candidate for Unión por la Patria assured that the regulations will be published in 48 hours and will also benefit small and medium-sized companies. Massa is in Washington, where he reported the completion of the 5th and 6th revision of the agreement with the International Monetary Fund, which implied a disbursement of $7,500 million by that organization. According to the minister, this amount allows the fulfillment of commitments assumed with the Development Bank of Latin America, Qatar, and China. For the minister, the $56.7 billion debt contracted by former President Mauricio Macri with the IMF constitutes a huge trap and a mortgage which must be lived with until it is possible to cancel. During his presentation, he recalled that this money was used for capital flight. On the other hand, he criticized the attempts of the opposition alliance, Juntos por el Cambio, to prevent the development of the negotiations of the current administration with the IMF. Meanwhile, the International Labor Organization and the Economic Commission for Latin America, ECLAC, warned in a joint report that even though the region shows signs of post-COVID recovery, it still experiences low job quality, increasing poverty, and inequality. According to the report, growth projections for the economies of Latin America and the Caribbean point to a modest advance of 1.2% in 2023, a scenario that, coupled with relatively high inflation rates, will harm workers since they will have to work in jobs of worrisome quality. ECLAC and the ILO warn that the economic and employment outlook for the region will make workers more vulnerable, who will have less social protection and will be employed in less productive sectors. Without a shift in economic and employment policies, there is likely to be an increase in poverty and inequality in the region, they argued. ECLAC and ILO urged to address such a situation to promote policies that encourage investment, innovation, increase productivity, and macro financial stability. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.